smack my goddamn mouth because I was caught. Wait a minute.
All right.
Make it smack my goddamn mouth because I was caught. Wait a minute.
All right.
Make it smack my goddamn mouth because I was caught. Wait a minute.
All right.
Make it smack my goddamn mouth because I was caught. Wait a minute.
All right.
Make it smack my goddamn mouth because I was caught. Wait a minute.
All right.
We'll take it easy.
My name is Dick Crowley. I ain't going to beat you.
Well, before you go, we have to do a painting together.
Well, be prepared, be responsible for the consequences. I don't feel that drunk. See, having beer now would be a mistake, really. Honestly, it would. Just because you saw it in a film, you won't go and get a six-pack. I know all of that. Think of your old down below here. That's just about at it now, isn't it? Hanging on by threads.
Lying on my forest bed, my eyes also reach for the glory of the open sky. I see glittering, golden, sun-flecked particles dancing their indigo rhythms on the silver shafts of sunlight coming through the trees. I close my eyes and completely relax. My mind and body are completely relaxed. I can feel from the bottom of my body, both feet are completely relaxed. Both ankles are relaxed. Both lower legs from ankles to the knees are relaxed.
All right.
You're dead wrong.
Could just as easily lose it by tomorrow, all of it. What really you should take into consideration if you've never been in the commodities markets is that the commodities should really be a part of your portfolio. And you are dealing with it too, by the way. You're dealing with coal, you're dealing with oil. You're actually in the commodity market, but you're not in the futures market. And you're putting it out into the market, you're losing because other people have bought the same raw material at a cheaper price than you. You follow me? So what you do is you hedge, and that's the way to look at it, so that you either have a choice of being a speculator in the market or of being a hedger. And which one of those two things interest you most? Protecting a profit or making a profit with the risk of losing money?
Protecting profit.
Okay. Now, what other commodities do you deal with other than coal and oil?
This is about all I deal with. Of course, I'm in several different kinds of businesses.
Yeah.
I have a nursing home, and I have a shoe store, I have a drug store, I have a jewelry store, I have a tobacco company, and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But right now, I'm still hurting for money.
You are?
Yeah, we're still losing money in the gasoline business.
Yeah.
And as I say, the coal business is up in the air.
The coal business...
Excuse me, just a second.
Sure.
Hello? Yeah. Yeah, can you hold
it?
Yeah,
okay. Yes, but the car, I don't know when it's going to be, we're going to get things straightened out in the coal business. It's another long distance phone call, but it looks like it might start to come to a head here within the next 90 days.
Yeah, you know what I should do is...
that that's the way they consider him. Rita's not a troublemaker. It was unbelievable. And when I walked into the room and he went to introduce me, I felt like I was being introduced by the lion in The Wizard of Oz.
He went into the office and he only saw one light, which was at the desk and illuminating the voluptuous nubile curvature of Myrna Naylor. Her dress was hiked up bare, bearing her other things above the silken stockings. Her face was flushed. Evidently, the article in the movie magazine was erotically exciting because her thighs were pressed together and she was rubbing them together. This imprisoned her crotch.
Comprehension Skills, Lesson 12. You should have three things in front of you. The Comprehension Skills tape cassette workbook with the large number 2 on the cover, a piece of paper to write on, and a pencil.
Words, lesson 20.
Open your golden brown tape cassette workbook to the page with the large number 2 in the upper right-hand corner. At the top of the page, it says Comprehension Skills, Lesson 12.
Open the confused words.
You will be asked to read the story on this page as rapidly as you can. During this silent reading, you will hear some numbers. As soon as you finish reading, write the last number you hear at the top of your paper and draw a line.